And welcome back to Rosie on the House, y'all.
If you're not an early riser and you miss our outdoor living hour, we often talk about an American-made product called Bonide. It's a really for a variety of different organic solutions, and even sometimes they've got their synthetics. Eight's not an organic, but if you're looking for an all-in-one insect controller that you could throw on lawn, on flowers, Eight, it'll help get rid of ticks, it'll help get rid of fleas, ants. You can use it on indoor home plants. Eight kills on contact and repels for up to 30 days. You can get it at any Bonide retailer around the state, which you can find at rosieonthehouse.com. And Flagstaff, Warner's, or Viola's out in Prescott, Waters Garden Center in Phoenix, Sun Valley Nurseries, or Treeland. And in Tucson, it's Savanos or Mesquite Valley Growers. That's Eight Insect Control by Bonide, family made in America.
And Romy, that's like the number eight, E-I-G-H-T, eight?
Eight, for the eight different active ingredients that kill anything that crawls that's like, less than a microscopic size.
Okay. All right.
Instead of having to sit there with your thumb and squish them all, you can just
apply it
and it gets them.
I get it. Hey, we're talking HGTV this morning and what of it you can and what of it you can't believe. And Jennifer mentioned that she's recently become a fan. We have not historically watched it. I mean, when I get home after being out on the job all day and remodeling this house or that house and tackling this project or that project, really, quite frankly, the last thing I want to do is come home and watch somebody else do exactly the same thing, right?
Well, and I'd kind of made up my mind that I wasn't going to like them. I just don't enjoy the format. You know, they do so much repeating. So I like to record them and then just fast forward through. And really, if you just watch the first 5 minutes and the last five, you pretty much catch it.
But we knew that this topic was coming up.
Well, we watched it. And we know people are just in love with it. They talk about it all the time. But I actually found one I really liked, and it's Fixer Upper out of Waco, Texas.
Oh, boy.
And it's just because the couple's so cute. They're very family-oriented. They've got like four or five little kids.
Rosie's dead.
She's got a great Romy, she's got a shop that's in two huge silos. And people, like I was saying, people will schedule their vacation so they could stop in and see her shop. But she's just kind of one of those people who has the touch. You know, she just has really nice taste. And I like seeing her decorating as much as anything.
No.
But it's still not very, a lot of things not realistic. I mean, there's no dirt ever shown. No mistakes ever shown. Somehow the people never have to live through it. You know, that's one of the big challenges that a lot of people try to live through. Live in the house while it's being remodeled.
So I've been like, what do you call it when you like mega watch a whole bunch of shows at one time? What do they call that?
Like a binge watching.
Binge watching. So I've been binge watching HGTV shows so I would have something to talk about on this topic. And I've watched a couple of those, and I write down the prices they tell their homeowners that are going to need this upgrade or that change order, or the woman in that particular show is the designer, and she comes up with one more idea. Well, let's try this, you know. And so I've kind of taken what she has, and I've tried to extrapolate just by looking at it, what the distances are and the quantities are and what it is. And again, I think one of the most, what makes it hard for a real remodeler is the unrealistic prices that are always set on these shows. It's absolutely unbelievable. We recently, and I think HGTV is partly responsible for this recent case here in Phoenix.
I ran across this story. Actually, a friend of mine told me about it yesterday. And
this is kind of funny.
So there's this woman.
Except for the woman.
Well, there's this woman, and she is wanting to get a lot of work done before she moves in her new house. She wants all new countertops, all new flooring and carpeting, and a redo of the master bath and shower. So she gets a couple of bids, and lo and behold, someone offers her this really great deal. And you know what the price is? Tell me what you think the price is for that room. Well, you don't know the size of it or anything. But, I mean, for that kind of thing, you're talking about the tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And she chose this gentleman because he seemed so intelligent and so knowledgeable, and his price was $4,500.
And that's for all new flooring and a kitchen remodel.
And a bathroom.
And a bathroom.
Yeah. And so, and then the story goes on to say, lo and behold, he was not licensed. Well, lo and behold, shouldn't that be the first thing you ask? And if you go on Arizona Registrar, he's actually on the most wanted list. You know, all I did was put his name in the search engine. That's all she would have had to do is go on the internet, put their name in the search engine. There was you know, things that showed he had a record. There was things that articles he had messed with people before. He took $2,300 from her, did a little bit of work, did it all wrong, and then disappeared. So now his face is up there, and you know he's on the wanted list.
And we're not insinuating that HGTV
at all
crooked, but we're saying those
unrealistic expectations. To think you could get anything done for $4,500.
One of those reality shows, and I don't know which one, is currently being sued by a family in Virginia because they basically say, okay, here's everything we're going to do to your house. It's going to be $180,000. Then the homeowners have to give the TV show the money. That pays for all the salaries of the people producing the show, and then the TV show goes to the manufacturers and beats the manufacturers up to get the products donated for free for the exposure they're getting on the network television, and all the work is done third rate by contractors who are begging to get the exposure as well. And one of the shows that's actually based in Canada is actually being sued by the homeowners because all the work doesn't meet code. There wasn't a permit pulled, and it's all shoddy workmanship.
Well, and Mike had offered this the other day as well. Sometimes the upgrades are so much the families can't afford the home. You know,
there's
property taxes go up. You know, the electricity utilities go up.
Where they go in for a disadvantaged family for one reason or another.
Well, not even,
And take their smaller house and create a mansion that now they can't even afford the property tax on. There are actually several of those in the early generations of HGTV that actually lost the house for one reason or another because they just couldn't afford the improvements. But the intent was good. The desire is good. And we're not here to bash them. But we are here to say that they do set unreal expectations, both as it relates to the experience and to the budget and to the scheduling. Okay? They are all staged events. Now, if you want to take your house and give me absolute complete control of it and move out, I can probably almost create exactly the same experience. But most of you aren't willing to give me that much authority.
So, or have some place to go for that long.
Or have some place to go. Hey, we do have someone who's calling. Let's grab the call. We'll come back to HGTV. We got to start talking about the good things about HGTV because I don't want to spend an hour just complaining about it.
No, but we don't want to, you know. That's like a 2-minute conversation. We still got 20 minutes of airtime here.
All right. Let's bring Charlene into the conversation and welcome Charlene to Rosie on the House. Happy Memorial Day weekend, Miss Charlene. What project have you got you're thinking about?
I love HGTV.
And what are some of your favorite programs?
Property Brothers.
Okay.
I like that a lot.
Okay.
And when there's nothing else on TV, I turn HGTV on.
And just watch whatever is showing at that time.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And I said, oh, I wish I could redo my whole house.
Well,
unfortunately.
That's what they're there for, to create that burning desire.
Yeah, well, the desire is there. The pocketbook isn't.
Yeah.
But I do want to replace a cast iron sink with the stainless steel sink.
Okay.
And I have an undermount sink. Now, can that be taken out to replace it?
Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely. What is the countertop?
It's granite.
Okay. And if I walk into your kitchen and I walk up to the sink and I get down on my knees and I open the cabinet doors, can I see all of the sink under there, or is there like a divider, a cabinet divider that only lets me see half of the sink? It's one big open compartment?
Well, it's got, are you talking about the cabinet?
The cabinet under the sink.
The cabinet under the sink. The cabinet actually has a divider between the two cabinets, but the sink is all, I can see the whole sink.
The divider might be a problem. Can I drop the top? Can I drop the sink far enough to disconnect it from the, and is that divider going to get in my way, or am I going to have to go in there with a jigsaw and cut that divider out?
I don't know.
Okay. Well,
it's a double sink.
Yeah.
It's a divided sink.
And then, have you picked your cast iron sink? I mean, I'm sorry, have you picked your stainless steel sink?
No, that was another question that I had. I wanted to know what I had a stainless steel sink years ago when I lived in another state, and I hated it because it would get water stained.
Right.
And I know that the higher the nickel content,
right,
the better it is.
Right.
How do you find out what the nickel content is?
Well, there are several stainless steel sinks that I really like. The Elke or the Franke are two that really work pretty good if you buy their upper ends. And I'll tell you
I had an Elke.
Yeah, well, they have the economies, but they also have a nice upper line luxury brand. And they're insulated on the bottom, so they're not quite as noisy. That's my biggest headache with stainless steel sinks is the cheaper ones can be so noisy when you're running water, when you turn the garbage disposal, it's just like a magnifying, you know, microphone attached to that thing. But they actually insulate them now. The only way we're going to be able to tell is you're going to have to actually take the measurements of the cutout that's in the granite countertop. Take that to a plumbing supply house, specialty house, Ferguson, Hughes, any one of the specialty supply houses. Take a look, show them what dimensions you've got, and see if they've got one that'll drop right in place. If you have one that will drop right in place, you're only going to need a plumber. If the sink you have is going to require modifications to that granite, you're actually going to need a granite countertop fabricator. And our fabricator of choice is a company called Aztec Marble and Granite. And then you would need them to help modify the opening to fit whatever sink you're doing. But it can be done. The biggest challenge is going to be, can I drop your cast iron sink far enough to disconnect it from the top so now I can drop the new stainless steel in over the top? And I didn't ask her if she wanted a self-rimming or if she wanted an under counter at the stainless, but it really doesn't matter. Either one of them can be installed. So we're talking HGTV. You promised you were going to say some nice things about it. Romy, go ahead. The stage is yours.
Mom.
It's inspiring. You know, it makes you think, what can I do? I'm like Charlene. I don't have the pocketbook for all the things that they display, but it sure makes me think, hey, we could do something here.
I thought it was
replace the sink.
I thought it was interesting where Bree said that she goes to Pinterest.
Well, we were laughing because then you don't have to have all the emotions that Romy and Mike were talking about. You can just look for the ideas. Don't have to listen to all the conversation.
None of the gushing.
You know, Rosie, me picturing you in front of a TV, this is the only thing I can picture.
Football
baby. Man.
It's about the only time I land in front of a TV. I used to be addicted to the History Channel, but now they don't. Now it's not history anymore. It's the pawnbrokers and the car guys, and, you know, they don't show history anymore. So I don't spend near the hours on the History Channel I used to. Folks, it's Rosie on the House. We have our final break of the show and our final segment coming up. Stay tuned. We're gonna end it strong.